Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Dan, can I tell you something? Eric Big Plans Bilstead over here brought a mattress to the studio because he thinks he's making it till 9 o'clock tonight to see the president speak.
I'm going
to
try to cover the speech tonight, and here's the best part. Here's the part, Jen. I pull in through the checkpoint here with my car to get into the soft zone. And the guy looks at me and he goes, "How's your night been?" And I'm like, "I just got up.
Whoa, what is this my morning, sir?"
This is WTMJ at the Republican National Convention. Now broadcasting live from Media Row at the Panther Arena inside the RNC. This is Wisconsin's Morning News. Now here are your hosts, Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Tonight, the culmination. Years of planning, primaries and caucuses in every state and U.S. territory, days of this convention here in Milwaukee. Tonight, the nominee, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, takes the stage and accepts the nomination for president in this 2024 election. Eric and I had an opportunity to be at Fiserv Forum to see Trump in his walkthrough on stage. Tell you about that in a moment. First, you tell what they're chanting?
JD's mom.
JD's mom. Not an insult. they loved her. Fiserv Forum crowd chanting JD's mom. A name, the pick, first revealed here in Milwaukee only on Monday. Senator from Ohio, J.D. Vance, accepting the nomination for vice president in his primetime speech on the convention floor here last night. Born in a small town in Ohio, grew up poor. His backstory, a big reason for the choice, his mother in the audience.
Our movement is about single moms like mine who struggled with money and addiction but never gave up. And I'm proud to say that tonight my mom is here, 10 years clean and sober. I love you, Mom.
You know, I was in the hall Monday, Eric, when word first filtered through the delegations that Senator Vance was the pick.
Yeah, that he was the guy?
Yeah, and the immediate reaction I would describe as a bit tepid. Like, Vance? A lot of other people had others on their list. But delegates, Republicans here in Milwaukee have warmed to it. WTMJ's Jessica Tai spoke with some of them. This woman's from Alabama.
This is a 12-year VP pick. You're picking someone as future president. Go around next time.
He's only 39 years old. She's making the point. Is it J.D. Vance who takes the stage Thursday night instead of Wednesday in 2028? Let's not worry about 2028 just yet, but her point well taken.
Long way to go.
As for the moment tonight, we're inside the hall as former President Donald Trump got the feel for the stage. Let's take you in there.
For some reason or another, they've turned out the lights now.
Yes.
And there's a whole bunch of people talking, and we can see him. He's right out there on stage.
What day?
What possibly could they be saying to him right now?
Schematics. Right. You know, trying to figure out exactly where you would walk and who you're going to wave to and which.
He's 10 feet from the podium. It's right there. Like, that's the podium, sir, and there is the hall.
Yeah, just a lot of directing and a lot of pointing.
So I will point out, too, that you hear how loud Vince is. Like, everyone can hear him.
I shouldn't be allowed out.
Please, turn the lights on, please.
They turn off the lights and then we couldn't see anything.
So everyone's standing around us in the little gallery area trying to, you know, catch a shot or two.
Here's this clown from Milwaukee who won't shut up about the lights.
Watch this. They've been doing this for a while. He's been actually doing hand gestures, familiar gestures the president makes when he's speaking publicly. He's doing those right now. I don't know if they were rehearsing it or...
So at that moment, former President Trump is at the podium. He's moving his hands around, gesturing, just as if he were giving the speech. I don't know what that particular part was about, but it was interesting.
Yeah, he clearly does that. That's not for show. He was doing it, you know, quote unquote, off the record.
Right. Certainly trying to get a feel for where the teleprompters are. Okay, if I look over here to the left and I want to address these folks over here, then where are the words? Where are the words in the center? Which is pretty standard for, I mean, you and I do that when we talk at a ballroom somewhere for a fundraiser.
You just know where things are.
Okay, want to get the lay of the land. That's what that was. But it was an interesting process to be a part of. Today's theme for the Republican National Convention's final day in Milwaukee, Make America Great Once Again. 6:15, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Sneaking up on us, the Green Bay Packers open training camp already next week. And still no long-term deal for the quarterback, Jordan Love. ESPN's Adam Schefter believes that deal is going to happen.
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done.
It's Schefter on ESPN Milwaukee's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Love is under contract currently through this season. That first training camp practice is Monday, also same day as the Packers shareholder meeting. So big day up in Green Bay come Monday.
One of your favorite days.
The shareholders meeting?
As an owner?
Right? One and done, I think, as an owner. That was fine. I saw it.
Okay. This is like one of the slowest, deadest days in sports now that we don't have any baseball today. Baseball returns on Friday for the Major League following the All-Star break, but not the Brewers. The Brewers don't come until Saturday. So let's talk trade deadline. So the deadline this year is July 30th at 5 p.m. Central Time. What will the crew do? Well, they may have already done it. Trading for a Rays pitcher, Aaron Civale, could be their big get because everyone's looking for pitching. MLB reporter Adam McKelvey on Wisconsin's Morning News last Friday.
I think the Brewers feel really good about adding that arm already, and I think they will continue to look for starting pitching. But it's got to be a long list because you don't know who's going to become available, and you know that it is going to come down to the wire, and you need to be prepared to make any number of deals at the last minute when the sellers finally are willing to sell.
Now, one name being thrown around is Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill, who hasn't had, like, the best season, but doesn't matter. When there's a lot of people that are looking for arms and not a lot of sellers, that could be one that the Brewers consider, but it could cost quite a bit. Again, the deadline is July 30th. Brewers and Twins start as they return from the break on Saturday.
I'm not interested in making a deal for a mediocre overpaying for a mediocre middle-of-the-road person.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, maybe it's because he's in Colorado. That's why he's had a kind of an up-and-down season.
All right. Well, who are you going to give up?
Right.
Don't mess with the clubhouse, right? We've seen that movie.
Yes, we have.
6:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Hey, coming up next, really interesting interviewer. WTMJ's Julia Fellow caught up with a guy who took the photo, the now iconic already photo, former President Trump, his hand in the air, blood on his face right after the attempt on his life. We hear what was going through that photographer's mind at the moment and how he said, hey, I didn't decide this was the photo. That story next. Live inside UWM Panther Arena, this final day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Eric Bilstead, Vince Vetrano here with you on Wisconsin's Morning News. The moment changed the campaign, perhaps the direction of the country. We've all seen the video, the assassination attempt on former President Trump. You've likely seen the photo. And the one we're talking about specifically here is the still picture. It tells the story kind of on its own. Right after former President Trump was shot, blood is on his face. You can see it now if you text photo to the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. We also have the photo up on our live stream as well if you're watching along with us from inside the arena. Our Julia Fellow talked with the photographer from the Associated Press who took that photo.
I knew the second that this had started that probably the most important thing I'd ever cover, so I was just trying to do a good job, stay in the moment, keep a level head.
That's chief photographer for the Associated Press, Evan Vucci, who took the photo of former President Donald Trump moments after an assassination attempt. It shows blood streaked across the former president's face, his ear bloodied, and pumping his fist in the air with the American flag behind him. The award-winning photographer shared moment by moment how he ended up taking this photo.
President Trump walked on, and I had my long lens on, and over my left shoulder, I heard several pops.
Take a look at what happened.
I knew immediately it was gunfire, so as I looked through my long lens, I saw Secret Service agents beginning to rush towards the president. I made a few frames of that, and then I ran to the stage, and I got my wide-angle lens, and I just started photographing everything I could.
Today's technology got the photo of Trump's bloodied face published within minutes.
My cameras that are plugged into an Ethernet cable, and it's going to my editors. So I'll take a few photos, and I'll hit a button to send the photos to my desk. By the time President Trump had been put into the SUV, so I had 3 dozen photos out to my desk, and I was just happy that I did the job. You know, you never know how people are going to react to anything that you do.
Former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson believes this photo resembles another moment in history.
And putting his arm in the air and saying, fight, with blood running down, the American flag behind it. That's an iconic photo, just like Iwo Jima.
Vucci, however, believes it is up to each person to take away what they see in the photo of a former president seconds after an assassination attempt.
I can't control how people would react to anything. I was just glad that I was able to do the job.
And this award-winning photographer will be snapping more photos of former President Trump when he takes the stage tonight in Milwaukee. Julia Fellow, WTMJ News.
Getting the photos up, text PHOTO to our WTMJ Talk and Text line. We'll send that out to you, taken by that photographer who is this week in town in Milwaukee. I thought it was also interesting. He said, look, I sent it to the editors. They decided what to publish. What was the one?
Yep. You wonder now tonight, does he still have a bandage on his ear tonight? He's been wearing that white bandage all week. Does he keep it on tonight?
I'm telling you, man, it's the Michael Jackson glove.
The more you wear it.
Yes, he's going to wear it. Other people are going to wear it.
And other people are starting to wear it.
Right. 627 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
So The Bear, the restaurant TV series, the hottest comedy going right now. But the question is, Vince, is it a comedy?
With the Emmy nominations Wednesday morning, The Bear set a record for most nominations ever for a comedy, 23. And among the shows it's up against for outstanding comedy is the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, with its 11th nod in that category. Curb showrunner Jeff Schaefer tells me it's kind of weird to be up against a show like The Bear.
I love The Bear. Bear's a great show. It's not a comedy. And I don't think they think it's a comedy. No one thinks it's a comedy. And there's a reason for that. It's not a comedy. It's a really good drama.
We'll see which show wins at the Emmys September 15th on ABC. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
So why, thank you, Jason, why is it nominated as a comedy again? Well, so apparently the networks and streamers can decide. So FX basically submitted it as a comedy because it wanted to. So why would it want to do that? Well, less competition, according to USA Today. The reason, very simple. Comedy categories are traditionally less competitive than drama, meaning all the Emmys the series won at the last Emmys are partially due to the shrewd decision by network honchos to go for the comedy gold.
Is it funny?
Oh, it's a drama, but there's moments.
Well, what is a comedy? If I'm laughing...
Well, and that's one of the concerns, though. Yeah,
I guess.
That's one of the concerns.
You still think I need to watch this? I haven't watched it because I'm not interested in the subject area.
Your apprehension is interesting to me.
It's probably ridiculous.
I refuse to watch a good show.
I'm not refusing to watch it. I just haven't.
No, give it a go. I think you'd like it.
6:39, Wisconsin's Morning News.
It's time to honor an everyday hero. An everyday hero is when we here at Wisconsin's Morning News celebrate an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they'd be saving a life. Everyday Hero is sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Today, Vince, we head to West Palm Beach, Florida. West Palm. Jemiah Adams. She's 23 years old. She works at night. And one afternoon, she was sleeping when she heard something outside, a woman screaming.
She just was screaming, and from that scream I could tell it's something serious where she can't even get it out. So the first thing I did, I jumped up and I ran out there.
Yeah, it was a neighbor of hers. He has a toddler. The 22-month-old boy had fallen into a nearby lagoon just kind of behind the complex of the apartment. Behind that complex, the child wasn't breathing. They got her out. So Adams says she went to work.
Every second really counted in that moment. I just started giving the baby CPR. While I was giving the baby CPR, I was literally just praying, because everyone around me was screaming.
So News 12 has a story. The boy survived. She saved this toddler's life. He is now recovering. So if that's not cruel enough, here's what happens next. And this is amazing. Palm Beach State College decided, you know what, we got to honor this young woman. They wanted to honor her for her bravery and for her courage and her actions. They presented her for a scholarship for a full ride scholarship so she can continue to learn and pursue a career, likely in the medical field. Listen to what she says.
I wasn't expecting this moment to happen. I wasn't expecting it, so I could not thank them enough. But I will thank them by showing them I'm going to chase my dreams.
That's right. Chase away, Jeremiah. Chase away, and thank you for saving a young boy's life, giving him a chance to dream. Thank you for being an everyday hero. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Monday, first training camp practice for your Green Bay Packers. Players begin reporting this weekend, including quarterback Jordan Love, who is still looking for a long-term deal that could put him among the highest-paid players in the league. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp.
Schefter on ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Gabe and Chewy. Love is expected to get north of $50 million per year.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm already hearing some speculation that perhaps he could. Now, this hasn't come from him, but perhaps he holds out until that new deal is done.
Yeah, I mean,
that doesn't seem to be in his character. That said, if you're looking at something that can bring you $250,000 or $250,000,000 or more, right?
Yeah, right. And he's a guy that is very hot right now. That was a good end of the year he had there. He had a good run there. And because of it, he wants to get paid.
Yeah, he's got all the cards.
Yep. With the All-Star game behind us in the Major League Baseball season, the next big story for MLB is the trade deadline. It's quickly approaching. Trade deadline this year, it's a little bit different this year. It's July 30th at 5 p.m. Central Time. So the Brewers, who knows, maybe they're looking at another starting pitcher, perhaps. They already traded for one, Aaron Civale from the Rays, but is there another one? Well, Adam McKelvey from MLB, MLB.com, he told Wisconsin's Morning News that there's not a lot of options because there's only so many pitchers to go around.
The teams that are sellers, that list is very, very short. So the teams that have pitching to sell, that are willing to deal, they have all the cards.
Yeah, speaking of cards, so that means if you want another pitcher, you're going to have to pay for it. We'll see what the Brewers do. And by the way, no baseball today, no baseball for the crew tomorrow either. They don't return to work until Saturday against the Twins.
You know, another thing that affects that, and I think McKelvey made this point in talking with us some time ago, and maybe Matt Arnold did as well, general manager for the Brewers, you got 12 teams that make the playoffs now. In Major League Baseball, which means a lot of teams are alive still at this point in the season, and you got to decide like who's ready to write off the season and have a fire sale and who's not.
It's a small list.
Yeah, with so many teams still in it. 6:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Do we do traffic already, Greg? Okay. Vince Vetrano, Eric Bilstead with you here. We lost our signal for a moment, so just a little housekeeping there, if you don't mind. Traffic was sponsored by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Keep what you love, ditch what you don't. And the forecast brought to you by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. High of 76 degrees today. Chilly start, though, just 59 as we get things going on the final day of the Republican National Convention. ESPN Milwaukee's Jen Latta in studio right now with us. Jen, we miss you. Sorry we can't see you in person.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing? How do you feel? Are we working on adrenaline right now? Is it all caffeine and adrenaline at this point?
You know what's so funny? Around the office, and if folks know, you know, ESPN Milwaukee studios are right next to ours downtown. And when I've been coming back, Jen, late in the day, which is much longer than typically Eric or I are around, a lot of the folks over at the ESPN side have been like, you still here? You all right? Look, man, this is our Super Bowl, okay? This is like as if you or the sports team over there at ESPN was covering the Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl for news, and we're hitting that final stretch.
Yeah, it reminds me of when we get to the end of the college football season and we've done, you know, 18 weeks or whatever it is of content, and it is the national championship game and it is all hands on deck and there are no, you're not punching the clock. You just stay until, you know, the work is done. And then, and I want to prepare you guys for this, you crash. You absolutely crash. So you guys should prepare to sleep and sleep and sleep and pass out on the couch watching golf or whatever it is you do over the weekend, because your body is going to be like, are we done? We're done? Okay. Boom.
Jen,
just hit the ground.
Jen, can I tell you something? Eric Big Plans Bilstead over here brought a mattress to the studio because he thinks he's making it till 9 o'clock tonight to see the president speak.
I'm going
to
try to cover the speech tonight. And here's the best part. Here's the part, Jen. I pull in through the checkpoint here with my car to get into the soft zone. And the guy looks at me and he goes, how's your night been? And I'm like, I just got up.
Whoa. This is my morning, sir.
That's like when you meet someone and you go, whoa, are you okay? And it's like, why do I look like I'm not okay? Yeah. I think that's exactly what that guy was telling you. No, good job,
quite
guys.
Well, I'm
you
full of energy.
You guys have done a fantastic job crushing the content, putting out really intriguing and interesting and funny and smart stuff. So bravo to you. I know it's been a hell of a week and even the days leading up to it. But you can rest assured that after this is over, you can take a nice long nap.
Hey, Jen, let's cover a Super Bowl together. In January or February here, whenever that is. Let's
that
do it this year.
Fantastic.
This time around.
February, but yeah, you get there in January.
Yeah, okay. It'll be March by the time by the time the Packers get back. Who knows? They keep pushing that thing back. ESPN's Jen Latta in studio with us. Appreciate it, Jen.
Thanks,
we'll see you
guys
soon.
See you guys.
It is 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Top of the hour headlines just ahead.